This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Nitin Rakesh. How are you, Nitin?
Very well, thank you.
And Nitin is the CEO of Syntel. It is a company that is digital modernization technology. It has about 24,000 employees, about $1 billion revenue. Talk about what the company Syntel is.
Thank you, Robert. You know, we've been in business about 35 years. We've come through many pivots over the last 35-year journey. But at this stage, you know, we are a company that focuses on helping, you know, enterprise 2,000 customers essentially embrace the two-speed world that exists in the world of business and technology.
The two-speed world, what does that mean?
Think about all the technological changes that we've gone through in the last 10 to 15 years, starting with the Internet Revolution, then came, you know, mobile development, then came smartphones, cloud, so on and so forth. You know, most of our clients are companies that have been in business for a number of years, 25, 50, 100 years, and have large established footprints, market shares, customer bases, intelligence, and global, you know, infrastructure. How do we really get to a point where we can not only help them protect that market share, but also help them deal with the new technological disruption that's coming out of Silicon Valley? So how do you manage this core speed of what they've been used to and what their current businesses are, and how do you help them and equip them to protect them against this digital disruption, and if anything, use technology to actually become a fuel to their business? Creating a virtuous cycle between these two speeds is what we call managing the two-speed world.
So technology is a very busy space.
Yes.
Is that how you differentiate yourself, or are there other ways that Syntel differentiates itself?
Absolutely. I think we differentiate ourselves in essentially understanding our clients' businesses, helping them embrace, you know, technology in a way that it becomes core and central to their business, whether you're a bank, an insurance company, a hospital, a healthcare business. How do you use technology to actually make your business better, make your business a much more differentiated business, give better quality of service, higher net promoter score for your customers? And more importantly, we have a set of tools, capabilities, and techniques that we can deploy to help consumers get far more efficient in their day-to-day operations, but also, while they do that, help modernize those applications, those systems, so you can actually compete in the new world. So it's like changing the wheels of a moving car, and yeah. I think we have a set of offerings that can help you do that without getting off the road.
And a lot of companies have dark data that they're not using, and they're unable to use their predictive analytics.
I think it's a combination of many things. That's why it's digital modernization. You know, we talk about it in kind of a three-layered approach. The first one is what the customer sees of your business. You know, the app, the website, the storefront, you know, the factory. A lot of these things are well understood. That's where the UI and UX layer comes in. It's what you see. Right in the middle of, you know, right after that sits all the analytics that you talked about. And there's predictive, but there's also understanding your customer behavior. How can you use all the customer data that you have in deploying that back into your product development cycle? But at the back sits all your core applications, which are really run your business. It's really modernizing it front to back is what we call digital modernization, because unless they all seamlessly in real time are able to talk to each other, consumer is not going to have a unified digital experience.
Okay, so but when you talk about the customer experience, what's an example of how a company is going to be able to improve a customer experience? Hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, all they want is the same thing. How do they grow their own business?
Absolutely.
Right? So how can you use technology to advance the customer experience, to get more revenue share, more wallet share from customers, to add more value to them?
Think about it. I mean, our belief is every business is a digital business, but some just don't know it yet.
Oh, really? Right. I like that. Every business is a digital business.
So think about it as, you know, if you're a bank, you know, what are you really competing up against today? You're competing in an age where the digital native consumer, which is consumer who's only been born in the smartphone age or the internet age, is expecting to do every piece of transaction through a phone device, a smartphone device, in real time. I mean, I just had this conversation, with somebody saying, can you put some money in this account? And instantaneous expectation was to receive that money on the other end of the transaction. Now, very good if I can do it through an online app, which doesn't touch the banking system. But the moment I get into the banking system, it's going to take 24, 48 hours before the money shows up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because the applications and the back-end systems that I just talked about were set up 25, 30 years ago in their current form. They were not set up to be instant gratification systems.
So you have to marry the back end and the front end.
Absolutely. That's why I call it front-to-back digital modernization. And until you can achieve that, you're not going to be a digital business.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Nitin Rakesh, who is the CEO of Syntel. And we're learning about this whole two-speed world. But I want to now throw you sort of a curve, because we have lots of people who want to know what the future will hold. And I know you're somewhat of a visionary here. And so when we look at industries like banking, let's talk, how is digital disruption going to change something like banking? I mean, what we see already is on the top end, you have Apple and Google coming at them. On the bottom end, they have fintech companies biting at their ankles.
Sure. I think banking as we know it will probably have to go through another pivot as well, because not only is regulation and the financial crisis putting pressure on the global banking model, you know, as you rightly said, you got a lot of fintech startups that are nipping away at things like payments and retail finance and robo-advice, but you also have the large global technology, you know, disruptors, just like Apple and Google, that are trying to get a slice of that business as well. So I think what's going to happen is banks will really have to figure out what their core product offering set is. Mm-hmm. And it may be that they become aggregators of demand and supply because they have the franchise, the network, the brand power, the reach, and the capital. And they may start co-opting a lot of these solutions that are coming from the top and the bottom end. And they still probably, you know, will be a very large part of our economy, because they play a very important role in providing capital. But they may not be able to control each and every part of the transaction. They may have to co-opt a lot of the solutions into their systems.
Well, what's going to happen to the whole branch system as everything moves online?
I
know branches are already part of it. Is it's advertising for banks?
I think it's going to all, in my view, at least for the next few years, you'll probably have a good footprint of physical with online, with digital and virtual. Again, it remains to be seen what happens 20 years out, 30 years out. But I think there is a place for some of those storefronts to continue to exist. But more and more, I think the ability to provide every transaction, every product, every service, every offering in a digital manner will become a prerequisite. And you may have the best branch infrastructure, but if you don't have the digital infrastructure, you'll be irrelevant.
So the back end is critical. Okay, let's go into something like insurance. How is that going to change with digital disruption?
Well, interestingly, there are two parts to it. One is what's happening in the industry itself, and two is what's happening outside the industry that's going to disrupt insurance. Think about what we are taking for granted today, which is the sharing economy, mm-hmm. you know, the driverless car. You know, tap on your phone and a car appears with a driver, and a few years out, tap on your phone and a car appears without a driver, and that car may not be actually a gas-powered car, it may be an electric car. What that does to the insurance business and the insurance industry is actually pretty profound. And I think every large insurance carrier, especially if they're in the personal and auto insurance business, have to really think about how that will impact their underwriting systems, their ability to price risk, and their ability to charge for it.
They might need more engineers than actuaries also.
A bit of both, right? So again, as I said, every business is a digital business. Right? So that kind of goes back into the adage that I talked about.
Okay, how about real estate? How will real estate change? I'm throwing you curves, but what everyone wants to know is how business and how the world will change, because that's how they're going to succeed strategically.
Absolutely. I think, again, think of the disruption real estate's kind of gone through over the last 12 years. First and foremost, the retail disruption had an impact on the real estate business. You know, we are not talking about bank branches. We still continue to see shrinkage of retail footprints. I think every industry will have really over the next 10 to 15 years kind of have to deal and adjust to this new reality that I'm talking about. So if you take a step back and you think of the new world as a world that is powered by a congruence of new technologies that have been under development for the last 50 to 75 years, sensors, internet, mobile phones, smartphones, robotics, you can really start to think about how that will impact almost every industry, right? And kind of then work backwards. So I think we are at a point or at a pivot where, yes, we need to live quarter by quarter as public companies and we need to kind of plan for the next year. We really have to take a long-term vision out and then kind of future-proof our business as we look at these tactical steps.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with the CEO of Syntel, and we're talking a lot about the future. One thing is that every business is a digital business, whether they know it or not, and we're really in a two-speed world. When we come back, we're going to hear two things. First, we're going to hear what's happening in healthcare, how digital transformation and digital disruption will impact health.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Nitin Rakesh, who is the CEO of Syntel. And we were talking about how digital disruption will change business. Let's talk something, 17.6% of GDP, constantly growing healthcare. How is digital disruption going to impact healthcare?
Actually, it's one of those sectors where the disruption or the betterment of quality of life is actually going to be felt the most. And especially as you start looking at the congruence of Internet of Everything or connected devices back with your healthcare system. Think of, nanomedicine. Think of the Apple Watch that you're wearing. Mm-hmm. It's actually not a watch. It's a healthcare device. It keeps track of almost everything you do in real time and sends the data back to either your hospital, your doctor, your health insurance provider. And effectively, in the next two or three iterations, you will see almost everything that you go to the hospital for can be done on your watch. EKG, heart rate monitoring, pulse monitoring.
Really?
Blood monitoring, pretty much everything.
Self-diagnostic?
Absolutely. So, and then you
how about precision medicine?
And then you combine that with the next set of solutions that are coming out, which is each and every person will have a customized drug that will be administered.
The genome. And
absolutely.
The DNA, right.
So I think, if there is one, so that's on the healthcare side of the business. Mm-hmm. Now you look at the health insurance side of the business, which will obviously have to adjust to all of these changes, not to say that they're already adjusting to the new paradigm of having switched from being a B2B business to a B2C business, because a B2C business, by definition, is much more digital than a B2B business is. So I think they're going to have to live through the next three or four pivots in a very short time frame and adjust their models, their risk-taking capability, and their ability to forecast what the consumer wants or what the consumer is going to actually get in a very short time frame. And that's, I think, really what's going to drive that business over the next few years.
Okay, let's talk about Syntel. That's S-Y-N-T-E-L, for those who don't know it, but I think everyone already does. What in this world is Syntel going to do to be helping companies move into the digital world and succeed? And after we go through that, then we're going to hit the exciting part, your leadership philosophy.
I think, again, as I said, right, Syntel's focus is to be a global leader in helping companies adopt this digital world by helping them do digital modernization. And what that really means is we have a set of tools and solutions and offerings that we've built using our 35-year history of working with these enterprises that we think can actually help them embrace that in a way that can be very, very powerful. Think of the amount of time and effort and money that was required to do but has to be done in digital time frame. So we actually come in and we look at your operating expenses, we look at how you run IT today, we look at how you run operations today, and we deploy a certain set of solutions predominantly driven by automation that can help you reduce your operating expenses and at the same time redeploy those savings back into digital modernization capabilities.
Could you give me one example of a customer that you worked with? You don't want to say the
sure.
name, that's fine, but go ahead.
We have many examples from banks to insurance companies to retailers. I can talk to you about a leading payments company that mm-hmm. we worked with. We helped them really deploy this two-speed world. They had a set of applications that need to be modernized. It's a journey that's not done yet. Partnered with them in essentially taking on the day-to-day running of those applications, deploy automation to those to bring down those expenses very heavily, and at the same time help them get future-ready on those applications by modernizing them in a way that they're always on, always available, connected to digital front ends, sitting on a cloud, don't have to be switched off for batch processing, and essentially, on top of that, put in a layer of analytics that can help them understand the customer behavior really well. So that's kind of a very, I would say, high-level example.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I can talk also about a retailer where we're doing the exact same thing. We are helping them create a, a customer-first one-to-one experience, which means every consumer should get a special experience in their store. Omni-channel from
that's the time you walk into the store. That's what everyone wants.
Exactly. From the whether you walk into the physical store, online store, digital app, you should get a customized experience, and they should actually know your preferences, what you're looking for, what your history has been, how many members in your family. Can you really create that level of customization through an omni-channel experience? That's what I call a digital experience.
It sounds like an exciting future. So let's talk about your leadership philosophy. First, what's on your dashboard, most importantly, as CEO?
I think creating a strategy that can add most value to our customers and can future-proof our own business. That, I would say, is number one, because I don't think it's a question of just growth or thriving. It's a question of surviving, I would say, over the next 5 to 10 years.
Is there one metric you look at every morning that you say, this is the metric that I'm concerned with to see the health of my business?
You know, we have a number of metrics that we are monitoring and tracking. Some of them are daily, but a number of them really, are focused on driving the strategy that I talked about, which is digital modernization, into an operating plan. And, we've kind of cast a set of metrics around that. Very simple dashboard, not too complex, but on a daily basis, you can see whether you're making progress or not.
What's an example of a challenge you faced in business that you had to overcome, and based on that, you learned something about your leadership philosophy? How's that for a tough question?
I think I can tell you there are many such examples and many such challenges. There's no one main one, but more important than not, I think most important leadership lessons are learned in times of crisis or in difficulties. And as I said, right, trying to pivot a business and trying to get people to align behind a certain vision, and especially if it changes the status quo, is one of the harder things to do as a leader.
How do you do that, though? How do you communicate? You have 24,000 employees. It's a lot of employees. How do you communicate the vision and when things change so quickly?
I think that goes back to what my leadership philosophy is, and I think leadership is a contact sport.
And leadership is a contact sport.
And that's how you do it, because you have to be out there in the field, in the trenches, in the operations, with the customers, with the shareholders, with your key supporters, sponsors, mentors. And essentially, I believe, you have to be a sponge listening all the time, because that gives you the best idea of what each stakeholder's challenges are, priorities are, and how you can address them, and then synthesize all of that into a corporate strategy and a communication message, and kind of go from there.
Any advice on board governance?
I think I'm actually a great believer in the fact that boards have a very important role to play in not only governance, but also strategy and guidance. That they're the conscious and the soul, the conscious keepers and the inner voice that keep you sane, and also people you can go to when you need guidance and advice. And I think they have a very important role to play in governance as well as in growth and strategy.
When you're hiring a senior executive, is there any one question you're going to ask them that's going to make you know that person is right for Syntel?
Well, that's a tough one with one question.
or is there anything you look for
specific? What I'm really looking for is passion.
Passion? How do you know someone has passion?
You can know in many ways. More importantly, it's not a science, it's an art. When you're interacting with somebody, almost always you'll find out if something drives them, something keeps them up at night because of that one passion.
And that's exciting. On that note, what everyone should know, leadership is a contact sport, and when you look for people, get passion, and think about digital and disruption, because every company is a digital company. Well, I do want to tell you, Nitin, great having you on the CEO show. Real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Moran Asadi. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good to see you.
And he is the CEO of National Life Group. But this is a very different company. I know, founded in 1848. Tell me what the company is to you.
Well, this company has been part of my life for the past 12 years. It is a mission-driven and purposeful company, which obviously has been around for 167 years. And it's taking care of Middle America, the most underserved segment of the market. And, of course, we support the affluent market and the business owners market as well.
And so we're here in Vermont and at the headquarters. It's a very different company. I stayed over in the guest house, and I have to tell you, this morning I was served pancakes by Amy, and I asked her. She didn't know who I was wearing a sweatshirt. And I said, well, tell me about the company. She goes, it's an amazing company, best I've ever worked for. And then I said, how about the leadership? She goes, the CEO is perfect. I've never heard those words in interviewing over 500 CEOs, perfect. Now, I know you're a humble man, but there are certain things that are happening. What is your whole philosophy on running this company?
Well, my philosophy is that people and talent is the most important asset we have in the organization. And I appreciate what Amy said. I think what Amy is describing is the fact that we are very deliberate in communicating what we are all about, who we have been, where we want to go, and how we are going to achieve our goals and objectives. Communication is talked about quite a bit, Robert, but it all shows up in execution. And are you communicating in transparent ways and in authentic ways?
So when you're talking about transparency, we're looking around here. This is, everything is glass. It wasn't like this when you first came here.
Yeah.
Everything is glass. It's like a Google type, you know, atmosphere here where it's total transparency, total open.
Yeah, well, part of the people strategy at this company, it comes down to teamwork and getting to know each other very well. Because when people get to know each other, I think not only they help each other and learn from each other, they become transparent, right? Less politics, more about why we do, what are we all about, and how we can accomplish our goals collectively.
And that's why your old office, which I saw, what did you call that?
I refer to it as a museum, right? Because there are paintings and portraits of prior executives of the company, some living, some not. And we are proud of our past. But today, National Life Group is a progressive mutual. We love and we are proud of our mutual structure. It gives us the opportunity to focus on our clients, the most important, perhaps, people as far as the company is concerned, because we are here to serve them, and on our associates, right? So by being up here, being in the middle of the action, we have an opportunity to work together and communicate together as to what is critical to the future of the organization. And they keep me in check, believe it or not.
And that's why all these glass doors are good. Everyone's
Absolutely.
Always looking in.
Absolutely. I'm accountable to my teammates here. And it's real because we are touching each other in terms of communication and interactions all day long.
And you have unique ways of communicating. You were telling me, like, in the gym. Describe how you as CEO communicate with people.
Well, and that's what I meant when I was talking about communication, that it doesn't happen in meeting with 600 people. It happens in various ways. So part of my routine is I show up in the gym 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, and there are a bunch of people who work out in the company gym, and we have an opportunity to interact with each other about life in general, what's happening with them, what's happening with me, and what's happening with our business, right? It's quite unique when you are in a gym, in your gym clothes, and you're having a conversation about what's happening with our business. So by the time I actually get to my office up here, I probably have touched about a dozen people and have responded to a dozen people in terms of what is on their mind, what's working, what is not working, how can we get better, right? And get feedback and provide feedback and coach each other, right? It's a two-way street.
It's all that. You've used the word when we spoke earlier, authenticity.
It is. It is. You know, people underwrite each other all day long. That's the way it works, mm-hmm. right? The question is, are you showing up in authentic ways in interacting with your teammates? And when they're asking you questions, are you being blunt and to the point? And you're showing up in real ways.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Moran Asadi, who is the CEO of National Life Group. And we're talking about unique ways of building what I would define as a truly a different, a very exciting, authentic type culture. So you've also told me that you'll actually introduce people to each other. Describe the whole philosophy of what you're doing there.
Right. So although we are not a company of 100,000 people, people who work in different departments often don't have an opportunity to get to know each other. If you are creating a culture of oneness, a progressive culture.
A culture of oneness. What exactly does that mean?
Well, as a company, we need to align our resources towards achieving our goals and our objectives. And getting that alignment, clarity in terms of how we are going to achieve and execute our goals and strategies is absolutely paramount. And one of the ways of accomplishing that is making sure people know the kind of a talent and knowledge that exists in their organization. So they're not alone in solving problems. They can reach out across departments and they can solicit advice and input and expertise to achieve their goals and objectives. Sort of creates a different dynamics from my point of view. So when we're talking about our company gym, many times I've had the opportunity of introducing new associates to existing associates or new associates to new associates. And the power of that, Robert, is I'm so proud to introduce people to each other because we are retaining the best and brightest this company has ever had and also recruiting from major players in financial services to this organization because of the culture we have built. And to see the relationships blossom between my associates, and by the way, those relationships do show up actually at the bottom line because people start helping each other and interacting with each other, is one of the keys to success at National Life Group.
So culture is really one of the core, most fundamental elements of success in growing a business to you. That's your core belief.
Absolutely, positively. To me, that's a differentiator. There's no question about it. There is nothing soft about culture, right? Culture is what gives spirit and personality to an organization. When you talk about mission-driven companies, how can you be mission-driven if you don't have the right culture combined with the right skill sets, proper expectations, and alignment of achieving significant goals together?
When you look at your dashboard as CEO, what are the most important things you have to accomplish?
On top of the list from my point of view is talent, bar none. Because when it comes to profitability of our organization and top-line growth of organization, all of that gets fueled with proper people in proper seats, right competencies in the right seats, from my point of view.
How do you know that you have the right people?
Well, first of all, you start with what sort of competencies you need in every seat.
Mm-hmm. And right. Who thinks? Is that you? Is that HR? Is everyone?
Well, actually, we don't have HR at National Life Group.
Wow, so we really are a flat organization.
People department. We have people department.
People department.
People
okay.
department, right? It is a department that's built for people to serve our people, the most important assets of the organization. So we start with the profile and competencies of what we need, and then we go for the cultural fit. Because we are a team-oriented organization. This company is not about superstars. This company is about people with the right competencies, people who are creative, innovative, and people who really enjoy being part of a community and being part of a success story, right? It's a team-oriented company.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to be talking about your social outreach and about your customer experience. Back in a few.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Mehran Asadi, who is the CEO of National Life Group. And we've talked about an amazing culture, but now I also know you're very socially oriented in terms of the community and what you're trying to do. I know there's even a recent book out in what you're doing. Talk about the higher purpose of National Life.
From my point of view, that higher purpose, Robert, comes in many forms. One of them is tied to our obligation to our clients, right? At National Life Group, our vision is to bring peace of mind to everyone we touch. And our mission is about fulfilling those promises, keeping our promises. Our values at the company are to do good, be good, and to make good.
Do good, be good, make good. It seems so simple, but I think it's probably pretty powerful. It's not easy to implement.
Yes, you know, simple is hard.
Simple is hard.
And when we talk about our values, we used to have a value statement which was 2 pages long, and there were some magnificent words and intentions there, but nobody could remember them. Beauty of do good, be good, make good is that it talks about our intentions, our actions, and the outcome. We believe our business and our industry does a lot of good for the people that we serve. I believe we are a bunch of do-gooders, right? Because the purpose we serve is absolutely honorable. So doing good is part of the makeup of this company when it comes to our clients, when it comes to the communities that we are part of, and the people that we serve.
You have a lot of specific, tell me about a specific cause you work with, be it in a foundation or something.
Obviously, we have National Life Group Foundation, and that foundation is involved in doing a lot of good in different communities, when it comes to food banks in different communities, when it comes to outreach type of programs for youth. Also, we have a program that we are very, very proud of called Life Changer of the Year, which is about honoring educators who are impacting the lives of youth in America in meaningful ways. And what is special about the program, Robert, is that this is not just about teachers. It is about educators collectively. So first Life Changer of the Year, which was about 5 years ago, was a gentleman who was a custodian at a Texas high school. And this man had influenced so many lives in very meaningful ways, and it was our honor and privilege to thank him properly in front of 500 people. And beauty of that story, and this is an amazing story, is that that individual today actually does speeches about how you can impact lives in meaningful ways and how important it is to contribute to the community that we are part of.
It's very, very exciting, inspirational. You're creating a leverage model. Let's shift over to your customers. You've 829,000 customers.
Yes.
What is your philosophy? And I know you are known for having this exceptional customer experience. Talk about your philosophy.
Our philosophy is that our customers have choices, and we have to earn their business every single day. Customer experience, Robert, is an absolute differentiator in any industry, right? Because our clients have choices. As a matter of fact, our clients have many choices. And in my opinion, there is a sea of sameness that's happening in corporate America that the way we sort of distinguish ourselves from our competition is through that customer experience. And that customer experience needs to be positive and repeatable every single time.
Right? Is there anything you would never capitulate on in the customer experience? That you need to do it that way? It's the core fundamental to you.
From my point of view, making sure that customers understand what purpose we serve for them, and the fact that we are unique as our organization in terms of putting focuses and emphasis around why we are in this business versus what we do and how we do it is a differentiator. You know, as a company, we have two types of customers. We have a selling customer, our representatives, our agents and producers, and our buying customers, the clients that we serve. And from my point of view, providing proactively information to them that is relevant to that peace of mind is absolutely critical and a differentiator.
Are there any unique practices that you have in terms of the customer experience, reaching out to your agents?
I use this mantra of, if you don't love your customers, somebody else will.
Oh, there you go.
Right? If you don't love your producers, somebody would. By the way, Robert, we are not bashful about using the L word in this company. Love. You got to love your clients, you got to love what you do, and you got to appreciate each other as well.
That's great. Using the love word is that's a differentiator. Very few CEOs are willing to stand up and use that love word.
Absolutely. And by the way, love stands for living our values every day.
Very good. First time I've heard that.
Yep. So we're serious about this.
Yeah.
We're serious about it.
So like you said, and everyone listening in, simple is hard. Love your customers. Love your employees. And this creates this unique type of culture.
In authentic ways.
Yes, in authentic ways. Touché. So I want to end. We have a little over a minute left and ask you about, you came to America 18 years old. Just give me a snapshot. What did you learn?
I came to a very unique country. We really got to appreciate the opportunities that exist right in front of us. And within 18 hours of being here, I was already working, I was involved, going to school, working and learning, and becoming part of the community that I was I lived in, basically. So it was a very unique experience, and I really haven't stopped working since I landed here when I was actually 17 years old.
Anything you learned from your parents that inspired you?
Absolutely. Something that they don't teach in business schools. Respect all.
Respect all. I've actually seen that on your hands. Respect
That's
all.
That's right. That's right. So it's a differentiator, right? I watched my father. I watched my mother. And they respect every person they came in touch with in very authentic ways. And that's where you learn your values as a human being.
And there we have it. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.